When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Myself Chakras, episode 124.
Happiness is not a goal, it's a byproduct.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, founder and host of My Seven Chakras, and you are back to the place where our main focus is not only to bring you powerful information that can change your life, but to provide you that information in a way that is simple and easy to execute, because action speaks louder than words. The goal of the show is to show you that we are living in an ocean of energy, and even though you might be staring at a hard, dense physical object right now, deep down at the atomic and subatomic level, it is nothing but pure energy. That's right, our thoughts, our body, your car, the buildings around you, money, mountains, all of them pure energy. So in some sense, we are not separate. We are truly one in mind, body, and spirit. And that's the goal of this show. Action Tribe, we have a really amazing episode in store for you today. But before that, I want to ask you this one question. What is your definition of love? That's right. I really want to know, what is your definition of love? So tweet at me, post on Instagram or Facebook using the hashtag #MySevenChakras and tell me, what is your definition of love? All right, we are now ready to welcome our featured guest for today, Leslie Wilson. So Leslie, are you ready to inspire?
I am ready to inspire.
Great. So Leslie Wilson of Tap Into Life is a transformational weight loss coach and EFT practitioner. EFT was so transformational in her own life that she felt drawn to change her career path in order to help guide others through the same transformation. So Leslie, that was a short intro about you, but take about a minute and give us a glimpse into the amazing life that you've had so far.
Oh, thank you, Aditya. I'm so honored and grateful to be here today. And I know that I would not be here if it was not for EFT. I'm so very grateful for what EFT's done in my own life. And because of that, I'm so determined to help others show how it can help them and really transform their life as well. So I am a weight loss coach and EFT practitioner. And what I do is I show people how to release the weight from their body easily and effortlessly. And I do that by helping them to release the emotional reasons for the weight. And then because I've used EFT in my own life for my career transition, a lot of my clients have requested that of me as well, to help them, guide them through the same path. And so I am currently putting together a training package for that as well. It's not quite ready, but that's coming up in the future.
Wonderful. So thanks a lot for sharing. And it's often said that a picture is worth a thousand words, but on the show, we strongly believe that a well-crafted inspirational quote is worth a million pictures. So with that thought in mind, Leslie, what is your favorite inspirational quote? And also tell us how you apply that very quote in your life.
Thank you, Aditya. My quote is, happiness is not a goal, it's a byproduct. And I chose this quote because I used to be very depressed. I went through bouts of depression. And I used to lie in my bed and I would cry and I would think about wanting a better life, wanting happiness so very badly. And for me, it really was a goal. Mm-hmm. And then through the tapping work that I've done and the transformation that I've made in my life, I went from feeling like that, feeling that depression, to really feeling the true happiness in every cell of my body. I feel so much gratitude and so much happiness for the work that I'm doing now, that it really is a byproduct of the work that I've done. It's a byproduct of the tapping work. And I have a coach that I work with, a tapping coach that helps me with things as well. And so it's a byproduct of all of that work that I've done. So my happiness is the byproduct of that. And it wasn't by accident.
Crisp and powerful happiness is a byproduct. Thanks a lot for sharing, Action Tribe, on your journey. There are many people that you will meet, so many turns that you will take, so many decisions that you will make, and some failures that you will have to go through. Realize that happiness is a byproduct, not the goal itself. Because when you have that mindset shift, every new day, every new opportunity, every new hour will infuse that happiness in you that will take you and spur you on and get you much closer to your goal. So thanks a lot for sharing that powerful quote. And with that, let's dive in. So Leslie, what really is tapping for somebody who's new to this space, new to this world? What is tapping?
So if you're familiar with acupuncture and the Chinese meridians, so our body is made up of channels of energy within the body. And throughout our lives, things happen and they create blockages within that channel. And the blockages cause our life to not function as well as it could. And so what we do is we tap on various parts. It's called the end point of a meridian. When we tap on those end points of that meridian, instead of putting the needles in, we just tap on it and it still stimulates that channel. And what it does is, I like to think of it as like a blockage like a plumbing. So if you've got a pipe and it's blocked, then your water's not going to flow. Well, in our body, it's the same thing, only it's a channel of energy, and that channel of energy is blocked. So by tapping on the end point of the meridian, it's like it's breaking out that blockage in the channel and allows the energy to flow. So I like to think of it as acupuncture for emotions, or acupressure for emotions. It's clearing out that so that we can then have our energy flowing within our body, and then it flows within our life. Because like you said at the beginning, we are all made up of energy. Mm-hmm. And we are attracting into our life something that matches our vibration. So if we are a certain vibration, everything that we're attracting into our life is that same vibration. So by changing our vibration, we can then change our life.
Wonderful. I loved your explanation. A couple of things there. You mentioned that there are many channels of energy mm-hmm. within our body, meridians. And due to the many things that we do, people that we meet, interactions that we have, the physical activities that we do, and the thoughts that we think, there are many blockages that result. And through tapping, you sort of unblock the pipes in our body. Similar to acupuncture, although you don't go that deep, you just tap into mm-hmm. those points. And what you're doing is you're allowing the energy to flow once again. Is that right?
Exactly.
Wonderful. Now that we know what tapping is, let's talk about some of the benefits of tapping. Obviously, you've alluded before, you help people lose weight. Mm-hmm. But up and above that, what are the benefits?
Pretty much anything that you want to change in your life, you can change with tapping. So actually, if you're familiar with the movie, The Tapping Solution, the original title of that movie was going to be Try It On Anything. Mm. So it really can help anything. So for me, I've personally used it to improve my relationships. I did have some relationships that were not as wonderful as I would like them to have been. And then the career transition, of course, is something that I've used it for. So basically, people will pick a topic that they want to work on or an area of their life that they're really interested in changing. And that's what they're going to transform in their life by doing the tapping. So whether it's pain in the body that they need to release, or a trauma that they've experienced in their past that's now affecting their life. The CDC actually did a study and they found that, I'm going to probably mess up the statistic a little bit, but something like 90% of people who have a disease in their body or are overweight have suffered some type of trauma in their childhood. Mm. So something like 90% of people have that suffer from one of those conditions. And so that's because those traumas get stuck in our body and in our energy system. And our body is trying to keep us safe. Our subconscious mind is trying to keep us safe. And so it's protecting us with that disease, or it's protecting us with that extra weight. And so by tapping, we can release those traumas, release the energy around that traumas, and then the weight just falls off. Or I can't say that it cures a disease, but your body will cure itself if it is balanced.
Mm-hmm. Now, just to elaborate on that, based on your experience, and I know that you work a lot with people who want to lose weight, what are some of the main reasons why people find it so hard to lose weight and keep it that way?
So emotionally, I would say that the primary reason for weight is safety. Mm. So if we're talking about a trauma, let's just say a woman was molested as a child, then by keeping that weight on, she is subconsciously preventing male attention. So that could be one example. Or it could be that somebody at work is very aggressive and they're trying to protect themselves from that person. Most people don't even remember, or they remember the trauma, but they don't see the tie between their weight and that particular previous trauma. Mm-hmm. So safety is the main reason, which goes down into that root chakra.
Interesting. Now, I'm curious, how do you go about teaching and coaching your clients on tapping? What's the process like? How long is it? And is it difficult? Or tell us a bit more.
So for weight loss, I like to do my six-month package. And I do that because, you know, people have put on weight over time. It's not something that has usually happened overnight. And so it takes that same time to take the weight off and to process all of the reasons. They're using food as a solution to their problem. Mm-hmm. So let's say they're very stressed at work and they eat because they're stressed. So the food is not the problem. Food is the solution. So what I do is I'll start with maybe some cravings. We really dive into the traumas that they've experienced. Almost everybody has had some type of trauma, whether it's something that the rest of us would consider a trauma. It could be something that you have seen as a trauma and it's traumatized you. That's not necessarily something that somebody else would even consider a trauma. So those are important, very important to work through. So in this 6-month package, we do work through several sessions ongoing, just going through current life stressors, past life stressors, past traumas. Those are the primary things that we work on. And then just getting down a lot of the cravings we'll work on. If they have a specific craving, we tap for that and it will take it from maybe a craving of 10 down to a craving of 0. Does that answer your question?
It does. It does. Now, I love that you mentioned that people put on weight over a period of time. And in order to take out that weight, you do need some time. So that's why you have a 6-month package. And also the fact that you mentioned a lot of people use food as a solution to the problem. And a lot of weight loss programs just tap into stopping that food, which isn't the root cause. As you mentioned, you move from the surface level solution to the root cause of the problem over a series of tapping exercises, and you find out exactly what the trauma is that the person is going through.
Exactly. Or the current life stressor. It may be that they're in a relationship that is not healthy for them. So in that case, we would work on that relationship rather than necessarily. And we'd always add in some past traumas as well. But, you know, the primary thing is working on their current life stressors that's causing them to eat and causing them to have that stress on their body that they need the food for in order to calm their amygdala. So when we're in fight or flight, our amygdala it's going off and that's telling us that we are in danger. And then to calm that stress, a lot of people will eat food. Mm-hmm. And so tapping does the same thing. It calms that fight or flight response within our body. And we don't need the food if we're calm because we fixed the solution and we've come up with a solution another way.
Wonderful. So now I'm curious, and let's take a couple of steps back. How did you first encounter the world of tapping?
So I was a school psychologist full time and I went to a training for work and it wasn't even part of the training. Mm-hmm. So during the training, the woman who was giving the training, she said, well, I know this weird technique and it saved my son's life. And so if you're interested, you know, stay after the training and I'll teach it to you. So I'm always interested in learning something new. So I stayed after the training and she taught us this technique and I took notes on it. I didn't know what it was. And I got home from the training and I was trying to explain it to my husband. And I said, well, she said that we could try it on anything. So at the time, my husband had a really horrible chocolate addiction. And mm-hmm. I said, well, let's try it on your chocolate addiction. So I'm just looking at my notes and I'm following along and we're just tapping on these things. I didn't know what I was even doing. And so then for several days, he kept forgetting to buy chocolate. So my husband would have to buy chocolate every single day. Mm. He would, if it was not in the house, he would have to drive to the store to buy it. And he would usually buy a very large, like a bag of chocolate, like a chocolate covered peanut M&Ms or something like that, like a very like family size. So he was pretty addicted. And so then he kept forgetting to buy the chocolate. And then after several days, he said, okay, well, that's it. I'm going to go buy chocolate because I keep forgetting to buy it when I'm at the store. So he went to the store and he bought it and he brought it home and he tried some and he was like, well, this doesn't taste the same anymore. I just don't like it anymore. It's not providing the same satisfaction. So he actually kind of got mad at me for that because he wasn't getting mm-hmm. the same chocolate satisfaction that he got before. So then in my job, that was my first experience with tapping. And then I started incorporating it into my work as a school psychologist. I do counseling with students and I started using it with them and just seeing how powerful it was and how effective it was with my students. I could really they bring down their anxiety fairly quickly and easily. And I'm like, okay, well, there's something to, you know, to this. And I started using it on myself as well. And just really my life started to transform when I started using it for myself. And then I started using it with my friends and family, and their lives began to transform as well. So that's my first experience with EFT.
Mm-hmm. So you spoke about the fact that tapping helped someone's kid, all right, initially. And I know that being a child in school is never an easy job. Mm-hmm. I dream of a world where we're able to provide these tapping tools and strategies to every child so that he or she can use tapping to reduce stress, overcome anxiety, maybe learn, you know, better and become really responsible, you know, highly intelligent adults who are able to overcome any challenges that they might encounter using EFT and using tapping. Now, society has led us to believe that change takes time, but based on your husband's experience, it seems like he got results pretty quickly.
Very immediately, in fact. And that is the one thing that's kind of mind-blowing about EFT and tapping is that we're so used to a world where it takes years of psychotherapy to process something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then here comes this technique along, and it's just kind of mind-blowing how fast it works.
Interesting. Now, you shared those amazing stories. You shared those insights. At this point, I'm sure all of our listeners have just one question on their mind. How do I begin tapping as well? So is there a simple technique that you can teach someone listening to this episode right now?
Okay, everyone. So what I want you to do is I want you to look at your hand and I want you to see the bottom side of your hand if your thumbs are up. And the same spot, that cushiony spot of your hand, that spot that you would hit if you were to hit something with a karate chop. And that's called the karate chop point. And I want you to take the four fingers of your other hand and start tapping on that point. And as you're tapping on this point, you're going to do what's called a setup statement. So a setup statement is even though, and then you'll state your problem, and then you'll accept yourself. So even though I have this problem, so go ahead and tap along with me. Even though I have this problem, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway. And we do that three times. Even though I have so much stress in my body, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway. And one more time, even though I have this stress in my body, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyway. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take one of your fingers and you'll tap on the inside end of your eyebrow. So if you were to follow your eyebrow, go to the inner side. It's very close to the third eye chakra, but it's on the eyebrow. And you'll just do what's called a reminder phrase. And so if we're using just stress in the body, your reminder phrase would be so much stress in my body. And then go to the side of the eye. And so it's not as far back as the temple. It's more forward where the eye socket is. And you'll just repeat the reminder phrase for all of these points. So much stress in my body. And then under the eye, you'll follow along the eye socket, the very edge of the eye socket. If you're looking straight ahead, it's directly underneath the pupil. And you'll tap on that point and say, so much stress in my body, this problem. Then the next point is directly under the nose, and it's right that little pocket that's right underneath your nose. And you tap on that gently and just say, so much stress in my body. Then the chin point is right on the center of your chin where that crease is, right in the middle there. And you can tap with either hand. And when a point is on one side of the body or the other, it doesn't matter which side you tap on. You could tap on both sides or just one. So whichever side is more comfortable for you, I tend to tap on either both sides or my dominant hand side, which would be my right side. And that's just because that's more comfortable for me. But you can tap on either side. So then the chin point is right on that crease and you just keep tapping on that point and you say, so much stress in my body. Then for the collarbone point, you're going to go to the U section of your neck, the very base of your neck, and you'll follow that out an inch and down an inch, and it puts you right underneath your collarbone, and you tap there and say, so much stress in my body. Then the next point is called the underarm point. And what you do is you lift up your arm and you put your four fingers underneath your arm. Then you'll tap underneath those four fingers. So below where that would be. So for women, it's right on your bra strap. And you'll tap right on the side of your body and state the problem again. So much stress in my body. And then go to the top of the head. And it's the very center of the head. So if you went ear to ear, front to back, it's right in the middle there. And you'll tap on the top of your head and say the problem again. So much stress in my body. And that's called one round of tapping. And so usually after we do one or a few rounds, we take a nice deep breath in, take a deep breath in. And we let it out. And then we rate our problem again. So before we even started, we were going to rate whatever the issue is. So let's say it was stress in the body and the number was 7. What you're going to do is afterwards and say, okay, well, now I'm at a 5. And then as you're tapping, a lot of times something will come up. The subconscious mind is amazing at bringing up whatever's causing the issue. Mm-hmm. So if it's weight loss, for example, or if we're working on a food craving, pretty quickly somebody will have a memory come up of something that happened to them or, you know, something like that. So if they're, let's say they're working that ice cream, let's say we're working on an ice cream craving, and I had a client that had a memory of a time that he fell on his bicycle, and his mom gave him as much ice cream as he wanted because he was hurt and she wanted to comfort him. So she said, you can have as much ice cream as you want. So from that moment forward in his life, anytime he needed comforting, he wanted ice cream because it would make him feel better. Mm. So that's how we're kind of trained throughout our lives to have, various crutches that we have. So whatever comes up for us with the tapping around, we're going to go ahead and tap on that. So if I had the memory of a bike accident come up, I would then start tapping on that. So I would go back to the karate chop point and I'd go, even though I had that bike accident. And then all of the feelings that come up as we're working through the tapping, we're going to work through those as well. Even though I was scared, I was hurt, I was all of the things that are happening, I needed comforting. We'll work through all of the emotions that are coming up. And then we go back to our original issue. So let's say we were working on an ice cream craving. Well, now what is your ice cream craving? Before it was a 10, now it's a 4. And then did anything else come up? We'll tap on the craving again. So we just keep on working through it and we keep following wherever our subconscious mind is taking us.
Wonderful. So thanks a lot for sharing that. That is so powerful. I'm sure a lot of people listening to this episode right now who actually executed and tried this out can feel some change, some small change. And this is just the tip of the iceberg because you are going to take action and learn some more about how you can tap and change various aspects of your life by tapping into your subconscious and knowing what are the blockages that are preventing you from reaching there today. Action Tribe, to access the show notes for today's episode, visit my7chakras.com/124. That's my7chakras.com/124. On the mountains of truth, you can never climb in vain. Either you can reach a point higher up today, or you will be training your power so that you will be able to climb higher tomorrow. This is a powerful quote by Friedrich Nietzsche. Action Tribe, this is so simple, so amazingly powerful. Whatever you're working on right now, it's not a waste of time. Even if you're doing a job that isn't your calling or maybe isn't your purpose, you'll find out in the distant future that the skills will be transferable and useful to your future pursuits. It might be really hard right now, but just hang in there. My only ask for you is to look at the broader picture. Look at your work as an investment in the future, because as Nietzsche said, even though you might not reach a higher point today, this training will enable you to climb much higher tomorrow. And with that in mind, Leslie, I'm sure that our listeners would love to know about the challenges that you face. So take us back to a time when you faced a major obstacle and tell us the story behind how you overcame that challenge.
I'm going to give my career transition because that was very difficult for me. I was in a good job and very well paying. I had 9 weeks of vacation a year. So most people would think that I was absolutely insane to give that up to pursue a passion. But I was depressed and I was not fulfilling my my soul's need. And so I worked with I have my own coach. Like I said, I have my own EFT coach. So I worked with her on overcoming those fears. And that involved the fears of giving up my income, the fears of talking to my boss, the fears of just going through all of that. I even working through a time when I quit the brownies when I was little and had to give that up because I wasn't happy there either. So and so just working with the practitioner to get through those fears that I had. And so we decided that I would do a part-time transition. I'd work part-time. And so then I went to my boss. I had finally made the decision. I was willing to give up 40% of my income. And I went to her and I asked to go to part-time. And she said no. Mm-hmm. And I was absolutely devastated. I went home and I sobbed and I tapped and I sobbed and I tapped. And I just knew that I could not work in that career for the rest of my life. And that I had so much more to offer the world and so much more to offer my own soul that I had to, it became something that I just absolutely had to do. And so I didn't know what to do at that point. And I worked with my practitioner again. And I had intense fear about this, about how I was going to, what my next step was going to be. So I went back to my boss and I basically said, I need to know when I can turn in my resignation notice for the next following school year, because I'm a school psychologist. It's a contract for a school year. So this was in the springtime. And I said, when can I turn in my notice? And what's the deadline to do that? And then she didn't respond for a while, probably actually a couple of months. And so throughout that time, I had a lot of anxiety and fears that I kept tapping and I kept working with my practitioner and my coach and just working on, oh my gosh, I'm going to be giving up all of my income. How am I going to do this? And went back to my my boss for an answer, and she said that she had reconsidered and she would let me do the part-time work so that I could transition more slowly. So I ended up having my needs met at the end, but it was a very scary, difficult transition in the meantime. So I really definitely is something that I've used tapping for to get through that process.
So in just one sentence, what is that life lesson that you'd like to share with our listeners, that you'd like to ask our listeners to keep in mind at all points?
Just that we are what's blocking ourselves from success. We're the ones blocking ourselves from weight loss. We're the ones blocking ourselves from the life that we really truly want. And it's because our subconscious mind is trying to keep us safe. So that's the job of the subconscious mind. It needs to protect us. And so it's not our fault. I think Bruce Lipton said it's 95% of our life is controlled by our subconscious mind, something like that. And so it's not a will thing. It's a safety thing. And so it's really our job to then change our subconscious mind. And I was able to do that through tapping. And I want your listeners to understand that if they're in fear, if they're struggling, if they're unhappy, if they're overweight, it doesn't have to be that way. There is an answer. And for me, tapping is that answer. There are, I'm sure, other answers as well for other people, but that's what's helped me, that there's another world out there that's just waiting for you to step into it and waiting for your best self to come forth. And tapping can be the answer for that.
So firstly, thank you so much for sharing this inspiring story of yours. A couple of really powerful things here. You had a great job, paid vacation, but deep down you were depressed. You didn't feel fulfilled, like you were living your calling, and you recognized that. And you worked with a coach, not just by yourself, but you took on the support of a coach and to recognize and overcome those fears. You decided to start your transition. Mm-hmm. You decided to go part-time initially, which I think is an amazing decision. You shared that with your supervisor, but she said no, which amazingly was devastating to you. You've had those fears, but then you decided that you had to take a decision and you took the step, you know, asking your supervisor about when it's time to send that resignation notice and to tell her that you were serious about making that change. And then of course your supervisor gave in. I think that's amazing. A lot of people listening to the show right now are on that same track. They want to make a change in their lives, and you've given them really good advice about not jumping directly, taking that decision, feeling it, owning it, but then moving part-time or doing the transition slowly. Action Tribe, as you head out in your journey, realize that the physical manifestation of any object, whether it's better health, a new job, a new relationship, you know, a new gadget or device, whatever it is that you want, any physical manifestation is usually the last phase of creation. The first step in the process is the energetic blueprint into which the physical object manifests, and that blueprint is created in your mind. And that blueprint is strengthened by two things: your imagination, how often you think about it, and that's something that we've really learned through Leslie's story today, and how much you desire it. So if you find yourself daydreaming a lot, that isn't a bad thing at all. Dream on, because as Samuel Smiles so eloquently stated, an intense anticipation itself transforms possibility into reality. Our desires being often but precursors of the things which we are capable of performing. So Leslie, what is your calling at this point in life?
So my calling is obviously to transform lives, and I'm doing that through EFT. And I have this vision of myself. I really feel like I've already found my calling, because at the moment that I decided to do this work, I haven't felt a day of depression since that moment. And so I know that I'm on the right path. And it really, I have this vision of transforming tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of lives. And that calling, I haven't quite reached that point yet, but I am on my way there. And I just see myself doing that. And I just know that I'm going to touch the lives of thousands of people.
Well, you've already taken so many steps to influence, inspire, and motivate thousands and thousands of people, because as we are speaking right now, the person who is listening to this episode is being influenced by your genuine, authentic, wonderful story about how you had a challenge, how you showed your vulnerability, how you were not afraid, but then how universe just let you step ahead because of your dedication and desire to make that change. So as you look back at your life, what was that one pivotal moment beyond which your life changed significantly? Take us back to that very moment.
There are actually two moments that I'm going to say. So the first moment was the moment I decided, and I was at a yoga festival and I was listening to Kirtan, and I was just in this moment of peace and bliss and joy. And as I was sitting there listening to the music, I just had the inspiration that this was what I wanted to do. I wanted to go back to training and become an EFT practitioner. And like I said earlier, at that moment, I haven't felt depressed since. I've just been on this drive forward with my goal and my passion and this joy that's filled healed my body since I've made that decision and I've been working toward that. And then the second moment that I really knew that I was on the right path, I was working with a client during our training. We do 50 sessions. It's part of our training to become a practitioner. And I was working with a client, and I'll try to say this without sobbing or without crying a little bit. She just started sobbing and could hardly speak. She was crying so hard. And as she was crying, she was just saying, you know, Leslie, thank you so much. You've changed my life. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for helping me. She was so very grateful to me. And, you know, as I'm working with her, I almost started crying. And it was that moment that I just knew that I was on the right path and I was doing what I was supposed to be doing.
So thanks a lot for sharing how beautiful it is to do a job or a role or a business that affects a person in such a way that transforms people's lives, that shifts people's perspectives, allows them to lose weight, allows them to attract their ideal partner, allows them to attract abundance into their life and maybe start a new business. So thank you for allowing us to see that aspect into your life. And with that, we have arrived at the wisdom round. Four short questions that need four rapid fire responses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Great. So what is the best advice that you've ever received?
All through my childhood and growing up, my mom always told me that I could do anything that I set my mind to. And I think that's something that every child should hear. And because I grew up with that being told to me on a regular basis, I never doubt that I can do something if I want it badly enough. I know that if I work towards something, it's something that I can achieve.
Name a personal habit that you'd like to recommend for our listeners.
Tapping, of course. So tapping every single day is something that I think is super important. I also personally do other practices. I do yoga, I use essential oils, and I do those things on a regular basis. I do breath work. So, but tapping, of course, is the one thing that I would have to say has transformed my life immensely.
So what's your morning ritual like?
Before I even get out of bed in the morning, I do a few minutes of a breathing meditation while I'm lying in bed. And what I do is I get in touch with my heartbeat, first of all. So I lay in bed and I start to feel my heart rhythm. And then I breathe in for 8 counts of my heartbeat and I hold for 4 and I breathe out for 8 and I hold for 4. So I just continue that breath with my heartbeat. And then as I'm doing that, I state divine life fills me. And so each one of those words is a count. So if you're breathing in for 8 counts, you would say it twice. Divine life fills me. Divine life fills me. And you just continue. I just continue to do that for several minutes. And I feel that peace and that divinity kind of fill my soul and fill my body. And then after I do that and I get up, I like to look out the window, either look out the window or go outside. And I live pretty remotely, so there's a lot of wildlife around where I live. And I love to watch the wildlife, especially when the babies are out. So recently, there's been a lot of baby rabbits and baby quail. And so I really just love to do that in the morning, first thing. And then I do some tapping to balance my energy system. I apply some essential oils. And then that's the morning. So then usually I'll just start to work. And then later in the day, toward the evening, I'll usually do yoga or go for a walk or something in nature or some type of movement in my body.
What is it one book that you'd like to recommend for our listeners?
So because I'm a little bit of a science geek and I love books that get into statistics and recent research studies and things like that, I'm going to recommend The Genie in Your Genes by Dawson Church. And it's all about our power to control our own genes. So Dawson recently released a research study that shows that 80% of our genes are actually not predetermined. We can change our genes by changing our subconscious mind, by doing tapping. In fact, we can change our genes, which to me just completely blows my mind. People that are not as science geeky as me may not be as into the statistics as I am. So I think for those people, that book might be a little difficult, but for people like me, they would love that book. If your listeners are looking for something that's just a simple book on tapping, that's an easy read, I would recommend The Tapping Solution by Nick Ortner, which is actually 2 books.
So Action Tribe, in case you weren't aware, Dawson Church has already been on our show, and that was episode 19. So in case you want to learn more about that amazing episode that we had, then you can go to my7chakras.com/Dawson. I'll also have the link in the show notes, but that was a phenomenal episode in itself. Same topic, EFT and tapping, but you are going to love it. So Action Tribe, to access today's show notes, the episode with Leslie, visit my7chakras.com/124. That's my7chakras.com. chakras.com/124. So Leslie, thank you for joining us today. Before you go, tell us one thing that you're grateful for and tell us the best way we can find you online.
So my whole body has been filled with gratitude lately. I mean, so much so that I break down in tears sometimes just because I'm so incredibly grateful for the transformation that my life has taken. And I can't even express how much my body just fills up with gratitude when I think about it. And when I think about the lives that I'm changing, I just start crying when I think about it. So that's what I'm most grateful for. And to find me online, I'm at www.tapintolife.com. And for your listeners, I do want to offer and extend a special offer for them. It's going to be only for a limited time. So I'm going to provide your listeners only 15% off one of my coaching packages. And that is only going to be up for 1 week following when this broadcast airs. And also during that week, I'm also going to be putting a schedule on my website so that your listeners can sign up for 30-minute free discovery sessions with me to determine whether or not I'm a good fit for them to work with me. And so I'll have the calendar up on my website for them to click on that and schedule those sessions. So that will be at www.tapintolife.com/chakras.
So there you go, action takers. You have listened so far, and I'm sure you're loving listening to information about tapping and EFT and how that can change your life. In case you want to take things to the next level, then you need to go to tapintolife.com/chakras, because as you just heard, Leslie is offering a special discount to listeners of My Seven Chakras for a limited period of time, 15% off of coaching. So go there, take action, and invest in your future. Leslie, thank you so much for coming on our show, inspiring us to tap into life and never tap out, and taking us one step closer to a human revolution.
You are so very welcome, Aditya. I'm so glad that I could be here and share my journey with your listeners.
You are listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.